Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It really was a text message that I fired off as soon as I saw the post. What, I would say a few weeks ago when you started brewing wet hot beers up at Nickel Beer Company?
Yep, we started second week of August.
It's finally come around to the O'Brien's Wet Hot Beer Festival that's kicking off on Friday. So Tom is going to join me all week from Nickel Beer Company in O'Brien's. He's brought some wet hot beers he's been working on up north. And he brought me nachos on a Monday. Dude, you're just, I love you.
Yeah, well, we love you back.
You're going to be bringing a whole selection of wet hot beers, and I'll tell you, I didn't even ask what it was before I started drinking it, and it's really good with these nachos, so I'm going to eat and drink for a minute, and I'm going to let you tell me what you've been working on and what this beer is.
Well, you know, we love wet hot beers up at Nickel Beer Company and down at O'Brien's, so they are beers brewed when the hops are still wet right off the vine, usually brewed within 24 hours of the time they're picked. They're super fresh, super great, just real terroir kind of flavor. And today we're drinking our Valley of the Sun Pale Ale. So this is a great, just kind of classic American pale ale brewed with Ramona grown hops. So Cascade, Chinook, Centennial, kind of your classic sea hops there. Really nice, just clean malt flavor and just a real kind of unique, lightly spicy, lightly peppery kind of hop characteristic.
It's amazing with the ahi nachos, that chipotle aioli, and you get that wasabi aioli and the fish together. It's actually like this perfect combination of everything that's going on within this beer.
Yeah.
One complements the other. It cleans it up and then makes me want more.
Yeah, the malt flavor really kind of cleans some of those wasabi chipotle flavors. And then the hops, the locally grown Chinook has kind of, to me, a green peppercorn flavor that's really totally cool and unique to being grown down here versus, you know, what we'd get out of Oregon or Washington up north.
I think that's one of the coolest things about why I love wet hop season is you really are. You're getting in a completely different expression of the hops that we all know and love from all the IPAs we drink in San Diego. And it just kind of turns it a little bit. It adds a little more intrigue, a little more depth to the beer.
Yeah, and like I said, you're really getting that flavor of where it's grown, how it's grown, and it's not a better than, worse than hop characteristic. It's just different than, and something we can only do once a year right at the time of hop harvest.
God, I'm already done with this glass. So I like that you brought a whole plate of nachos and a whole growler of beer. So you pop that bad boy open, and let's throw a song. It's called Valley of the Sun.
Valley of the Sun, and you know what they call people who live in Ramona, apparently?
The people of the Sun?
People of the Sun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.